Boom, there it is. It's Maple Leaf game day today against the New York Islanders. What's going on? I'm James from Offside, and this is your Leafs updates for today. Hope everyone's Tuesday shaking out all right. We already know what tonight's going to be, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Pierre Engvall revenge tour. We all know when a former Leaf comes to town, he scores a goal against the Maple Leafs. It's a bookend. Put it down as a bet. Get your free money now, because that is something that is going to happen. He will be on the second line. Ilya Sorokin starting for the New York Islanders tonight, hoping to better his counterpart, who will be in the net for the Maple Leafs, and Ilya Samsonov. And I'm looking forward to this game, to be honest with you. It's another litmus test for the Toronto Maple Leafs, because the Islanders, they are a team that are going to battle, they're going to fight, they're going to claw for every single inch of ice tonight to make sure that they get themselves in a position for the playoffs over the Toronto Maple Leafs. You look at this game on paper and you say, well, the Leafs are going to be lining up a little differently yet again. We'll go through the injuries here. Mr. TJ Brody appeared good enough to be able to go, but Sheldon Keefe saying, why rush it? So he will not be in the lineup tonight. The Leafs will be rolling a traditional 12-6, but there will be no Brody, no Shen, no Timmins, and no Simmons in the lineup either this evening. You look at that and say, Luke Shen to me is a guy who needs to be in this lineup, needs to get his foothold with this team, needs to be able to get his presence known physically along the wall in front of the net, especially on the penalty kill. For me, having Luke Shen out of the lineup tonight, I don't like it. It's not one that I would expect to see in the playoffs, hopefully. Maybe the Leafs know something we don't. He's a dash one, obviously, since he's become a Maple Leaf, but he's not out there for his offensive prowess. He's definitely out there to do what he's done so far and be physical, clear the front of the net, make sure the penalty kill is taken the right way and done properly for the Maple Leafs. But Luke Shen not in tonight. TJ Brody not going, blocked the shot against the Senators, and was deemed okay, good enough to go today. He was out skating in the, whatever you want to call it, optional skate, and stayed out longer as well, indicating he will not be in the lineup. And Sheldon Keefe said as much as well. Why rush him when you have the ability to have as many defensemen as the Toronto Maple Leafs have with the team right now? You have the luxury of a guy who's bumped and bruised to sit and relax, take it easy, heal up, do whatever you want to call it. But the Leafs as well, going with, I want to spark you lineups. And I'm talking about wanting to spark one John Tavares. He's cooled off as of late. His faceoff prowess still good. But obviously, they want to get him rolling heading into the playoffs, feeling good. He's with Mitch Marner. He needs to tear it up, get it rolling, figure it out a little bit. And Marner will do that. Bunting on the other side, beaking and chirping and all that stuff. Get your blood pumping. Get the adrenaline going. Get the fisticuffs up a little bit too. Not fighting per se, but just mixing it up in scrums. And that gets the adrenaline going. That gets the juices going. That gets everybody into the game, so to speak, on a different level. And that may be what John Tavares needs right now. Towards the end of a season when you're an older player, and John Tavares, let's face it, is getting to be one of those older players, may need a little kick in the ass energy-wise, and this could be it. And we also probably will see when Ryan O'Reilly comes back, John Tavares getting the Mark Giordano treatment of taking a game off here or there just to rest whatever ailments there are and also to recoup the energy, get him back up. But Cale Yarncroke and Austin Matthews back together, and that looks like a little magic that has set off right now. Alex Kerfoot getting to ride that shotgun with those two guys. And then William Nylander, don't take it as a slight, in my opinion, because eventually, probably Ryan O'Reilly will fit in somewhere here, and it'll be Ryan O'Reilly, Lafferty, and Nylander maybe on a third line. But they want Nylander to drive a line. Sheldon Keefe came out to the media and said they expect and they want more from William Nylander, and we all do. William Nylander at 35 goals, you want him to hit that 40-goal mark, and you want him to be engaged, driving the net, doing what he was doing earlier this season. For whatever reason, it seems like he's taken his foot off the gas. Could it be disinterest? Could it be fatigue? Could it be whatever? I don't know. But for me, he looks disinterested right now. Putting him on third line with Lafferty and McCann, two guys who are fast, two guys who can mix it up a little bit physically, and two guys, to me, that really playing with William Nylander can match his pace and hopefully maybe get Nylander sparked up and ready to go. I look at the defensive pairings. Oh, and let me not glaze over this one. Noel Achari will be in the lineup tonight for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Super excited about that. Cannot wait to see him back in the lineup. It was a scary moment against the Canes, and he'll get to atone what happened with Jussi Puljujärvi later this week as the Leafs do take on Carolina again. But tonight he's back in the lineup with Kampfenak and Reese. That fourth line has been money, absolute money in my opinion. So I'm fired up to see what they can provide this evening with their physical play, board play, cycle play, all that stuff. They've been really good with this season. So I want to make sure to see what Achari brings and make sure he's not out of place. Make sure he's not off a little bit, that he's fully ready to go. And then I look at the defensive pairings. I'm not excited about seeing Riley and Gustafson together. I'm just not. I don't think that's going to bode well. Giordano Hall, I guess, is your shutdown pair. McCabe, Liljegren, okay. All right. I like McCabe. I like Lily. Hopefully they can work well together. But I think that, for me, if I'm looking at this lineup, Gustafson out, Shen's in, Hall's out, Brody's in, and you figure out how to pair it from there. And, of course, we talked about Mr. Samsonov starting tonight. A couple other little news and notes, too. Alex Steve and Joel Wohl sent back down to the Marlies. Reason why we have not seen Alex Steve's on the ice for the Toronto Maple Leafs as of late and why he didn't get any game action is he was injured in off-ice training. So he'll be back down with the Marlies, obviously rehabbing whatever injury that is and getting himself ready for a Marlies playoff push. Same thing with Joel Wohl. I do expect that when Samsonov steps away from the team to welcome his child into the world, Joel Wohl will back up and probably get some starts. I'm looking forward to the all-Russian battle goalie tonight, Sorokin versus Samsonov. We've seen it earlier this season, and it was a fun little battle for sure. I look and say tonight for the Maple Leafs, you're going up against a team, like I said, in the New York Islanders that are going to claw, fight, battle you hard tonight to try to get 2 points as they want to keep their playoff push and hopes alive. So the Maple Leafs, if they want to be able to get in and get this job done, you need to be the one to score early and take the crowd out of it because you know they're going to be all over you and all over John Tavares, and make sure you neutralize Engvall. I say that not as a joke, because if Engvall scores, you know that team over there is going to be fired up. There's going to be money on the board, and they're going to want to get him supported tonight and get one back at the team that traded him away. So I'm saying tonight for the Maple Leafs, you get in there quick, you pot a couple, you silence the crowd, and you make it an easy night's work on Ilya Samsonov. Block your shots, do what you need to do. The Leafs have been blocking shots as well. One area of concern that I had was the power play. The power play last week, 2 for 13 chances, which is unacceptable with the firepower that we have. We are now predictable. Teams know what's going to happen. Mix it up, figure it out, do something. Fire it, bang in the rebounds, whatever it needs to be. Get it done quickly and figure it out, because you're in the stretch drive now. You don't want teams figuring out your game plan. So whatever it needs to be, get her done. Get her done quick, because going 2 for 13 last week on the power play is not an acceptable thing for a team that is expecting to contend for the Stanley Cup. And now the penalty kill the other last week, 10 for 13. Beautiful. That's what we want to see. But we want both special team units clicking at a high, high rate. And we don't want no shorthanded goals. All right, guys, tonight you got the New York Islanders. Let me know what you think the score will be. Drop it below this podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, tell a friend. Offside bite-sized podcasts are here. I don't know how long they're staying for, but they're fun to do. Give a little daily update. All right, Leafs Nation, you know what it is. This is Offside Hockey Talk, where the Maple Leafs and hockey come to talk.